Cricket South Africa confirming this morning that all members of its board, including independent and non-independent directors, have now resigned. CSA put out a series of tweets today saying a meeting of the Members' Council was held yesterday, and subsequently the Members' Council has received and accepted all resignations. The cricketing body clearly looking to avoid government intervention here after Minister of Sport Nathi Mthethwa gave them a deadline to formulate a new interim governance structure. Telford Vice cricket writer joining us now to try and unpack this for us. Telford, thanks for joining us. So let's firstly start with where we are at the moment. What do we know and what is the current status of the CSA board?
Hello, Mandy. Well, it's changed again. In the last few minutes, CSA have put out a release saying that three of the directors who apparently resigned will stay on the board.
No, you're joking.
Until this interim structure, which SASCOC want to implement and with the support of the minister to run cricket, they want them around until the end of that process, if I read their release correctly.
So they put out these tweets this morning saying they've all resigned, and now they have retracted that, saying that three will stay on.
They've unresigned. Can we call it, cricket zombie Africa?
You actually can't make this stuff up. So who are the three? No. Do we know, and how is this going to work?
They are Donovan May, as I quickly charge back to my other device.
I'm sorry about that. So what is the idea, right, while you look? What is the idea that's going to happen here?
Well, CSA are frantically trying to keep control of cricket, essentially. And the only way they can do that is to throw bodies into the fray, if you like. So the three are Zola Tumai, who's a non-independent director. John McCordy, they're all three non-independents, actually. Zola Tumai, John McCordy, and dear old Donovan May in PE. So they're going to be staying on. And with, of course, CSA have named Rian Richards as invented a new job, president of the Members' Council. And what do you know, today he's also been installed as chairperson of the board. So, which as far as we understood until a few minutes ago, didn't exist anymore. So, that's where we are. You can't really make it up, you're right. I think what they're trying to do is to just hold on to a smidgen of control and see what the minister does. But, when you go backwards and forwards like this, if you're Nathi Mthethwa, don't you say, hand me my fly swatter, please. And just put them out of their misery once and for all. That's what I would do.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you think this will suffice for Nathi Mthethwa? He's given them a deadline of Friday, as I understand it. What exactly did he ask for, and will this be enough for him to stay out?
He wants, and as I understand, the deadline is close of business tomorrow. I don't think that's changed. But what he wants is he asked SASCOC to intervene a long time ago, about a month ago now. And SASCOC went to CSA and said, tell your board to step aside while we investigate what's going on with the task team. Putting out of our minds the fact that SASCOC itself is an unholy mess. So CSA refused to do that, and were in fact quite belligerent. So I think what the minister will do is to institute this interim structure, or to tell SASCOC to do it. Who is going to be on that interim structure is anyone's guess. I've heard a few names flying around and a few kind of, we need a person of this stature and that stature to be on that structure that we don't know as yet. Hopefully that'll be revealed from Wednesday. So I think that's what Nathi Mthethwa wants. He cleverly okayed a tour by England next month. And that shows, and I mean, that took a lot of integration and work between the Ministry of Sport, the Ministry of Health, and the Ministry of Home Affairs to get that to happen, because, of course, England are one of the UK is one of the 20 countries which South Africa says you can't come here if you're coming from there because of the COVID situation. So that took a lot of negotiation. What Nathi Mthethwa has done is basically show South Africa's cricket-minded public, look, I don't hate the game. I'm letting England come so we can all enjoy some cricket, not look at these idiots anymore. So I think that was a very smart move. He doesn't hate the game. He hates CSA. Or I don't know if he hates CSA, but he certainly holds them in very dim light. And I think that goes for all of us. So Nathi Mthethwa, I think, is putting himself on side with the South African public and holding up CSA as this mess that it absolutely is.
Telford, I'm just really fascinated by the fact that we're in this predicament a decade later after we had the same problem before. And I read somewhere that CSA does now want to implement the Nicholson recommendations. Have any of those recommendations ever been implemented, and what are they going to do here?
Well, some of them were. The original recommendations called for a majority of independent directors on the board. And that was really the key one, which CSA have fought against. They do not want to do that. They now said, well, they've been dragged kicking and screaming into doing something like that. They didn't want to do it then. They had Sascock's backing then not to do it, because Sascock were wary of independent directors, you know, getting too much of a grip on particular sports and so loosening the grip of people who had been working in those sports for years. And again, we need to remember that Sascock is itself a governance mess. So I can see why, you know, someone has been at the trough of, I don't know, netball, for instance, for years. Somebody says, a bunch of independent directors come in and say, no, no, you can't do this anymore. That would be a threat to their, the privileges that they enjoy. So CSA have kind of leaned on that and said, well, Sascock don't want us to do this, so we can't. But that seems to now be changing. And who knows, we may yet end up with more independent directors than non-independents, but that has to be decided. CSA have an annual meeting scheduled on December the 5th, and who knows what cricket might look like by the time we get there.
Who knows? Telf Advice, thank you so much for trying to unpack all of that and explain it to us. So as he explained, the entire board resigned this morning, or the yesterday, and then subsequently to that, CSA now saying actually three of them have not resigned. They're going to stay on. So make of that what you will.